morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Digital Radio Service. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Deadly Brother, who's a police liaison officer out at Mount Isa, a Kalkundern elder, George Leon. And he's been nominated this week for the 2022 Cube Bank Everyday Heroes Awards for taking strides to change a systemic and fractured relationship between Australia's Indigenous communities and the police force. A very good morning, Brother George. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, Brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My dad was born up in Louis Creek, that's on the Wangi side up there, Burketown area.
Yeah, brother.
And my grandfather's side was Dugald River, that's Kalkadoon from mother's side.
Yeah, beautiful, brother, beautiful footprint. We same part of the same footprint, my brother. Good to be talking with you, George Leon. A big shout out to your beautiful family. And congratulations on your nomination in regard to the 2022 QBank Everyday Heroes Award. How long have you been a police liaison officer, George?
Yeah, 6 years, coming on 6 years. I was working as a boiler maker, I jumped on board. The community needs it. Kids, I've seen so many kids fighting in the street and not at school.
And you thought you can do something as a police liaison officer rather than a boilermaker, my brother?
Oh, exactly. You know, I've always had passion, you know, with the nephews, nieces, cousins, all that. With the, they all respected me. And I know with the kids, I know to get that connection, you know?
Yes. Well, there's a bit of a force field in regard to Indigenous people with the blue uniform, but when you see a black man in the blue uniform, that tends to break down the so-called stigma, and then there could be communication and friendships grown. Yes.
Look, I'll tell you what. When I first started, a lot of people were surprised to see me.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I was getting, you know, abused, and that's on my own people, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you've got to do this, you've got to help this, you know. And I said, look, I'll help you if you help yourself.
Yeah.
And but the main thing I said, look, if you got kids, that's what I'll be doing. I want them back at school, and I want to try and stop, you know. I deal with every kid, you know.
Yeah, sure, black and white.
Black, white, Africans, you know, Indians, you know, a lot of those kids that come from Africa and India.
Sure, and multicultural community, brother.
Exactly, you know, and now I've got that respect with them all, you know. Like I say, I walk in any school and, I get, about 50 hugs a day.
And they greet you with an uncle. And if they greet you with an uncle, that terminology, that is a term of respect, isn't it?
The majority of the white kids call me uncle. Some call me Officer George. I've got a group of kids that without, you know, who are in care and that, and they call me Pop George. You know?
Yeah, Pop George, beautiful.
They call me Pop. called Pop Uncle George, Granddad, you know.
And look, we have beautiful yarns here with the PLOs here in Cairns and Yarraba and Far North Queensland, you know. It's also a bridge builder for our so-called police officers who are non-Indigenous as a cultural awareness communication bridge builder, yes?
Oh, exactly. Look, I'm not afraid to speak up on anything, you know. If someone's doing something wrong, I'll tell them, you know. I won't go off. And, you know, and that's why I tell these kids when I go there, if I go to their school and there's something wrong, I take it down. You tell me, they'll tell me before they tell a teacher.
Yeah.
And I'll deal with it straight away.
Yeah, brother, you know? Beautiful.
If kids build, it's the same with everybody. If you've got something built up inside and you don't let it out, it just frustrates you and you get angry.
Yeah, exactly.
I take the police car, I take uniforms.
Yeah.
I put
Do you find the non-Indigenous police officer open to the conversation, to listen to what you've got to say and help them understand more First Nation people in the cultural sense as well?
The police officers here in Mount Isa, the ones that have been out here, that have been here for a while, they respect me and they listen to everything I say.
Good.
And it's just when you get new people in, you've got to get it into them. You know,
yeah.
People from Booth.
Rain in like a wild horse, eh, my brother?
No, you
just finished having the radio at Mount Isa, didn't you?
Yeah, I work by myself as a
yes.
PLO. I don't want anyone around me to say or not agree what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure.
But
the job gets done, brother.
I've got kids, I've got to get back to school. Mothers ring me up, parents ring me up, teachers ring me up, principals ring me up. The bus drivers that pick up kids, if the kids don't get up and go to school, they ring me up and say, I'm having a hard time with these kids. And all I do, I've got an Indigenous police car.
Yeah.
To the stars vehicle.
It sounds like you're a bit of free rein there. Senior in charge let you go about your business and engage with the community at all levels, it sounds.
Yeah, and that's it. They understand that.
Good.
Big bosses understand that, and that's what I appreciate from them. They understand that whatever I do, they let me do.
Mm.
I've got to be careful in some ways, but,
yep.
You know, everything gets...
Well, you know the line, and you don't cross that line, brother.
Exactly. If you're doing everything from your heart,
you
can never cross a line. But if you're just doing it just to satisfy yourself, you know, it doesn't work. You've got to satisfy everybody.
Yeah, brother, loving your attitude. Look, that's why you have been nominated this week for the 2022 QBank Everyday Heroes Award. What happens there? Do you win a trip away, or do you win some money, or do you go to a award night? Or explain that, brother.
I'll tell you honestly, Trevor, I don't know too much about it. Because
You're just doing your job.
I don't even worry about it.
No. That's right, brother. Well, you don't do what you do for any rewards or recognition. You just do the job, you're passionate about it, and then you get the pay packet, you pay your bills, and, back at work next day.
All I know is that there's especially $1,000 to your favourite charity $1,000 for me.
Oh, beautiful!
But I don't know about any trips away or anything.
Oh well, congratulations, brother. Just to be recognised for the work that you do, it's a good indication that you're doing a good job, my brother.
Yeah, well, like I say, it actually comes from a sergeant here.
Yes.
Jake Lacey.
A big shout out, Sergeant Jake Lacey. Thank you.
Him and his wife, Whitney. I do a lot with Whitney. She was a.
Yeah.
Adopt a cops and that.
Okay.
And Jake and Whitney seen what I do.
Beautiful.
I'd get cranky with him for nominating me because he knows I'm not.
Because you're not that way inclined, brother. I just do my job here. What are you going to put me up here for?
if it helps within the community and helps what I'm trying to do, it has helped because everywhere I go, you know, everyone's congratulate me and the whole town that knows about it and Mount Isa, you know, like I said, I'm born and raised here.
Yeah, my brother.
I keep telling people, there was 13 in my family, and we lived in a four bedroom house.
Yeah.
And we had no hot water when we were young, my father, Moody Leon, he made us keep going to school.
Yeah.
He gave
exactly.
And that's where my discipline. I give tough love.
Sure, beautiful. Yep.
And
that's a missing in a lot of communities, brother. Tough love.
And that's right, because the parents won't even give it. That's right. They call me and, Uncle George, can you come over and talk to this kid? Yeah, you know, I had to talk to a kid about hitting his mother.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walked in there, she must have told him that I'm coming. He just burst out in tears.
Yeah, realised you did wrong.
Yeah,
brother.
You know why I'm here then.
Yeah, beautiful.
And don't do it again.
Well, brother, congratulations, nominations, and look, all the best to you. Thank you very much for the yarn there, brother. Big shout-out to your beautiful family, your lovely brother. Bobby Leon coached me in football back in the day when I was younger, and a big shout-out to the family, my brother. Up the Isa and up the mighty Wanderers, the Devils, eh?
Hey, yeah, we've got a reunion this year, so...
Beautiful. George, you take care. Congratulations, Cuss.
Well, it's good talking to you, you know. Like I said, knowing your family all our lives.
Yeah, my brother. You take care, bro. Bye, George.
All right, thanks.
See you, Cuss. Beautiful yarn, George Leon, and he's a police liaison officer with the Mount Isa Police, Kalkadoon Elder, and has been nominated this week for 2022 QBank Everyday Heroes Award. So just for taking strides to change the systemic and fractured relationship between Australia's Indigenous communities and the police office. So it is a fantastic bridge builder. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Yarn up strong here. National Talk Black, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You dingy. That's Bummer Bripa Media, 98.7 FM. National Talk Black via NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly. Inna mai kapuana, inna mai kapuana, inna le, eleua, eleua, inna le, ipie. Inna mai kapuana, inna mai kapuana, inna le, now we're dancing a hula with a ukulele. Music comes across the sea into our island melody. Ile ile mai and kapuana and ukulele ya and kapuana kapuana and ukulele ya. And ukulele ya, and kapuana kapuana, and ukulele ya. Now we're dancing a hula with a ukulele. Music comes across the sea into our island melody. Ile ile tu ele mai, ile ile tu ele mai, pe mama. With a ukulele, music comes across the sea into our island melody. Alofa, eh, alofa, oh. Alofa, Mariana, hey, oh Mariana.
people, my people, Aboriginal people. Don't forget what we're fighting for. We are Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land. Don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Hey, different damn here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please? taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating kai kai from Mary's bakery, waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
A taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? TI taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Valley Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Daily Brother, Thomas E.S. Kelly, who's the director, owner of Karul Projects. And they've been performing here in Cairns. But we'll talk about the vehicle they use and regarding our knowledge and our culture. On the line, Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Bogal Bugira. Hey, good morning. Hey. I'm good. I'm coming to you from my grandmother's country, Yenyabul, down here in northern New South Wales, Tweed Heads, and southeast Queensland, Coolangatta kind of area.
All right, beautiful, brother. Thank you very much, and good to be yarning with you. Look, congratulations, Karul Projects. You're performing here in Cairns. Just tell us about Karul Projects, how it all got started, and a bit of background with yourself there, please, Thomas E.
Yeah, great. I was born and bred here in Tweed Heads in southern Gold Coast, Southport, Palm Beach, kind of Tweed, Kingy, that's my area.
Mm-hmm.
I was a footballer. You know, I'm giving you a long story short here.
Yeah, good.
I grew up being a footy player, and then always did traditional dance, cultural dance growing up from all my elders in my community here. And then when I finished high school, I went off to NAISA. So I went down to Sydney, auditioned, got in, studied, which was crazy. You know, I was this 116-kilo you know, big heavyset boy trying to be a dancer, and just fell in love with it. And I fell in love with telling stories and, you know, coming through Nathan and watching Bangar and all the mob there. Like, it was just, I was blown away. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Mm.
And so I graduated, and I graduated one of the fellows who did get into Bangar, but I didn't. And that was totally kind of this moment of like, what am I going to do?
Mm.
And who's around with me? Where's the mob that aren't in Bangar?
Okay.
And I kind of, you know, there was mob, but there was none kind of my generation that was coming through. I think that the person closest to me had graduated maybe 6 years above, so I didn't know them. We didn't really have that kind of connection. So I was like, felt alone, because the one person who was sticking it out was in the company.
So that created an opportunity to start a business for those people who missed the boat, so to speak.
Totally. I was like, well, where's the mob? Like, I can see Bangar got their mob. And I was like, so where's the ones who didn't get in? Where's our mob? So I pitched a show, and I made my first work for this emerging arts festival, and had my partner, who was also NASDA, her and her sister, both Ngarangiri Nurungagana women from South Australia. My partner's Tari and Kalina, her sister,
okay,
and another friend of ours. We made this small work, which we still have moments of touring and performing it, called Misconceive. And from that moment, I was like, yep, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make stories. I'm going to tell stories. I'm going to bring mob together. And we, you know, we build that under my name. So that was Thomas E. Kelly Presents, you know, his work, Misconceived. But from then I was like, I'm not doing my name again. I made Turul, which is a Yugambeh word. It means everything.
Yes.
So we'll use everything and anything that needs to be used to tell whatever story needs to be told is our idea.
Good.
And so we've done that, and we started employing people. We started making shows. Silence Touring is my third major work.
Okay.
Harry's made one, and then after Silence, we've made a show called Where Dingo. So I've got four to my name, and Tari's got one. So we've got five in the company. And since we made it, this is our fifth birthday in November.
Happy
Turul.
Birthday! And how many on board with Turul?
So we're project by project, so it changes with each show.
Okay.
Sometimes this particular work has seven on stage.
Mm.
But over the 5 years, we've had about, I think the number is about 35 people that we've employed.
Okay.
With 22 of them being blackfellas.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. And look, we belong to music, we belong to dance, and black people, using that platform to create culture, to share culture, educate people of the world. And you're doing just that, Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, when I watch Bangar, right, they're incredible. They're amazing. They're touring around. But sometimes I go, even with how big they are, how many of our mob and our communities don't get to see them,
sure,
don't get to get along to a show, don't get to see blackfellas on stage or hear blackfella stories on stage. And there's them, and then there's Marageku, who's also an awesome bit of a smaller company than Bangers. But that's kind of what we come in. We're like, there's space at the top, right, for 4, 5, 10 of us. There isn't just space for one, you know. So we're not about beating them, we're about joining them and
complimenting
and you know, inspiring the next mob.
Yes.
So we can, you know, you can find blackfellas on stage everywhere. Like, that's
exactly
how, you know, we've been dancing for hundreds of thousands of years and telling stories, you know, since the beginning. So why stop now? Because the world has changed a little bit for us. Like, how we gonna, you know, moving forward, we're the storytellers. You know, we know it. We're the original storytellers.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Have you got a web page there, Thomas?
Yeah. Turulprojects.com. That's all.
KARUL.
KARUL Projects.
Yep. Turulprojects.com. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you'll see all upcoming shows. You'll see little links to different videos and you know, a list of all the people that we've had in the company and all that type of stuff. Well, most of the performers that have been in the company. And you know, it's really awesome that I'm also getting to do this with my partner.
Yep.
We've been together since NASDA, so we've built this. And like I said, they're from South Australia, so it's not just stories from my particular family. Like, she's telling stories, and we're working with some people to look at spreading and making, like, other people coming in and telling it. Like, well, I'm not going to tell anyone else's stories, but giving the platform for someone else to tell their story.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. And so you're based in the Gold Coast, so you have, like, a office, a workshop, do you?
Yeah, we just got a new space, actually, just about 3 months ago down in Coolangatta. So we're two streets over from the beach, which is beautiful.
Yes.
We have a little bit of a longer lunch, so we can go for a swim during the summertime. you know, because I like to work hard, but I like to, you know, enjoy myself as well. And
exactly.
I'm not in the city anymore, so let's enjoy where we are. And also, it's home. So it's an open door. So I've got, like, my parents and my aunties sometimes come in for a cup of tea or to have a little Doris about what we're doing, and some other the elders and community mob. We're doing it open up. And,
yes.
you know, it's actually gone really well. This weekend, for example, is a festival called Bleach Festival happening on the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And Tari and I have made a work with another company called DigiYouth Arts, but we've made a work on seven they're actually a traditional group, but they wanted to try some contemporary Indigenous dance. So.
Yes.
We've made this work on mob that have been in community doing traditional stuff, wanting to have been following me because they're like my cousins and wanted to do that. So we've got them, they're performing in front of, and that's just really special, right? To be home and to have people in my community inspired by what we do, that they want to give it a go, even though they didn't do the big training and stuff, because it's never about that. Like,
sure.
It's about getting in and doing it and sharing stories. So it's been special coming home for me, and we have plans to do more stuff in Adelaide for Tari's family as well, but it's
beautiful.
Definitely, you know, it's really exciting what we've got planned.
So, my brother, you perform on stage when you travel to Sydney towns, like you're coming to Cairns. So when you perform, do you also do workshops around the performance throughout the week or throughout the time that you're here? Is that how it works?
100%. We were very big on going, if we're going to come into communities, we don't just want to come in, do a show, and then leave again.
Cool.
You know, that's not what we do as mob. You know, we're coming in, we wanted to, if we can, we're yarning with whoever's there locally, you know, with the community about, can we put on a barbecue, do we want workshops? It's kind of also being a little bit led by the community, like what it wants. So that's what my producers, Black Dance, kind of do. They've been doing those talkings and meeting with the community while I'm working on the show with the dancers. And then we come together and meet up, we're like, cool, barbecue happening here, workshop happening there.
And when you're doing the workshop, like, Thomas, do you eyes and ears open for scouting, for picking up dancers who've got the ability or want to do something with it?
Oh, always.
All the time,
always.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I've had like 30-odd people, and I think about seven of those have been like doing those air quotation marks, but they're untrained dancers.
Yeah.
They just didn't go. You know, they're street dancers.
Sure.
They're people who had the love for it and wanted to keep going, or they're people who kind of fell into it and realized that this is something they want to do. And I mean, I don't care if you've trained or not trained. I care about you got the passion for it. So when I do workshops and, you know, I'm always interested. And I've done things where people have reached out about going, like, even asking for advice. What could I do next? You know,
yes.
And I might point them in the direction of Nace there and going,
good.
You know, you're old enough. You could go down here, you know, when you finish school. And so, you know, I'm always happy to, whether it's coming with us or whether it's more pathways, it's not just we come in and dance. We want to
follow your passion, follow your dreams.
As well.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're performing here in Cairns Wednesday, 7th September. Fantastic. Love to catch up with you guys when you come. But to all our listeners out there, they can check you out online. Carul, that's K-A-R-U-L, projects, one word, .com. So do check it out. Thomas, thank you for the yarn and all the best to everything you do. And please keep in touch, and we'll be watching you closely, my brother.
No, of course. And I look forward to meeting up in person when we come up there.
Sounds good, brother. Call in, have a coffee. We'll yarn soon. All the best to you, brother.
Awesome. Deadly. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye. Too deadly, beautiful young there, Thomas E.S. Kelly, and director and producer there, Carul Projects. And they are performed and promoted by Black Dance and support the Queensland government as well. So black people in business, and you could say just another platform in regarding dance. So you got Nasda right there, and then you can go further into Bangarra, as he mentioned, for those people who miss out on that opportunity, or you can't be in three places at once. Here's another opportunity to have a look at. You missed a boat? No. There's other boats coming to your town near you. So that's what it's all about. Carul Projects, do check it out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Hope you're well, your mob. Stay tuned, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go via NERS, National Just Radio Service, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Side, me you call a Kungai. 100 different triads. Whom the white man tried to conquer. When he first come here to the Bahia's.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Feeling the salt waters flashing coconut trees feel so amazing. Holding you close, making the most, holding your hips, I can feel your heart beating as the sea breeze brings another wave of a turquoise glaze. As I take the flower and place it in your hand, then you take my hand, yeah.
She's my precious petal.
She's my precious petal. She makes my heart go true. She the girl that make my heart go true. She the girl that make my heart go true.
She's my precious petal.
She makes my heart go blue. She the girl that make my heart go blue. She the girl that make my heart go blue.
She's my precious petal.
Bam, mata paradise come. Them come and say waterfall they run. Mata yumi cruise inside dinghy kasaban. Lego go run island, come by guy gawana. Guess the spot out a brief, you may dive down. Beautiful blue, malu all around. Coral key underneath, kayar, their coral ground. With the swim go past, mata listens for your sound. Call it. Next thing you may rose a piece, Santa Paya. You the most desired, was a tail with the kayak. The flavor take it, you me higher, go on top of the sky. And I can coconut, you may drink till we tired. Next thing you may mata cuddle was a moonrise. Feel it warm, but the fire, another kind eyes. Can look the moonlight in your eyes, baby girl. You know the kind prime, make her you mine tonight, tidy right.
Yeah,
she makes my heart go blue. She the girl that make my heart go blue. She the girl that make my heart
she's
go blue.
My precious petal.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbarrnoo Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say. We're calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, a referendum on the future of fossil fuels, a record number of appeals against Woodside gas facility proposal. A controversial fossil fuel proposal in Western Australia has attracted a record number of appeals from the general public in what is being called a referendum on the future of fossil fuels in the state. We're going to catch up a yarn there with our gas campaigner, and that's Rhiannon Hardwick. On the line, Rhiannon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you, Kaya. Nice to be here.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation space. We're talking about Mother Nature. We're talking about Mother Earth. We're talking about global climate, fossil fuels, and the future of it. I believe the Western Australian government has extended operations. If you can elaborate on that, also talk about the gas campaigning of Northwest Shelf facility as well, please, Rhiannon.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So Woodside's Northwest Shelf project is one of the oldest and most polluting gas facilities in Australia. It originally had permission to process gas from Woodside's offshore gas fields until they ran out this decade. But now the West Australian Environmental Protection Authority, or the EPA, has recommended to extend the life of the Northwest Shelf until 2070, which, as we know, is long past any government commitment to climate targets, by 2050, which we really need to avoid risking irreversible climate damage. So this recommendation is really out of step with the best climate science, which says we should put a stop to all new fossil fuel projects and we need to decrease greenhouse gas emissions now, not waiting until 2050 for that to happen. And so the expansion of the gas industry in WA is the reason why our state's emissions are still rising. And, of course, this is something that we're very concerned about at the Conservation Council of WA. And so we worked with community groups and members of the public across the state to help them make appeals, and that led to the record number of appeals that we saw, with over 770 being made in the space of 3 weeks, which was really fantastic.
So record numbers of appeals, you know, that have been filed over the past 2 weeks, even that has increased in that short amount of time. So a lot of people are against that. And just an extension till 2070, that's, like I said, that's for the next 50-odd years. It's devastating what it can do to, well, the environment and, you know, the damage that, well, carbon dioxide and has equivalent emissions, which equates to, you know, 12.1 million car journeys around the world is what I'm reading here.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of emissions, estimated to be about 4.3 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent, which it's hard to imagine just how much that is, but it's a massive amount of impact on our climate. And that affects not only us in WA, but of course across the continent and across the globe as well.
So when we're talking about climbing Mount Everest, that is a big mountain for the record numbers to climb, yeah, and having more people in it. You guys as gas campaigners, it is a big mountain to climb. But the fight continues, and the decision hasn't really been made yet, has it, in regard to the WA decision?
No, it hasn't been made yet. So all those appeals that have been made are now sitting with the appeals convener. Okay. We are optimistic that hopefully the appeals convener will take the public concern seriously. Like you've mentioned, it's the closest thing that we've seen to like a referendum on fossil fuels, and it shows that really people of Western Australia have had enough. They're not going to sit by and allow for the continued expansion of fossil fuels in our state. People here, they really want investment in renewable energy, and not seeing public money used to subsidise these corporations to make billions of dollars in profit from fossil fuel exports and contributing to climate change at the same time.
Exactly. And when you're talking about the record appeals, a question I want to ask is, First Nation people, are they at the table? Is a conversation with the WA, the Western Australia government, and the First Nation people?
Yeah, it is a really sort of contentious issue here, because there are campaigners on the ground in Karratha that are really fighting for real action on climate change and to stop the heavy industry going ahead. But given the controversy surrounding that, I don't want to speak on behalf of those traditional owners on their country. But yeah, absolutely, it is a big problem.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the yarn. We're watching this closely. Please keep in touch in regards to the so-called decision and the appeals that are at the table. Thank you very much to Sharon Rhiannon, and we'll talk soon, sister.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Diddly yarn there. Rhiannon Hardwick, her name is, gas campaigner, and she worked on the appeals process for the Northwest Shelf. So a controversial fossil fuel proposal in Western Australia has attracted a record number of appeals from the general public and what has been called a referendum on the future of fossil fuels in the state. So the controversial expansion of the Northwest Shelf facility, which is operated by Woodside, would see the aging site given license to continue processing gas from offshore fields until 2070. So that's another 50-odd years in regard to this space. And when you look at the what it produces in regarding to carbon dioxide, 4.3 billion dollar tons. And as Rhiannon was saying there, that's equivalent emissions, which equates to 12.1 million car journeys around the world every year for the next 50 years. There it is. Have you saying, Yana Strong, to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.